ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In almost every murder trial, defense attorneys share one golden rule: keep your client off the stand. The risks outweigh the rewards. Cross-examination can shred even the most confident defendant, and jurors often judge demeanor as much as words. But Donna Adelson isn't following the rule book even before this trial officially began. Word leaked that she intends to testify. That announcement alone tells you something about her mindset, because typically the decision to put a defendant on the stand comes mid-trial after seeing how the evidence lands, after gauging the jury. But Donna, well, she's signaling from the jump that she wants her moment. And why? Maybe it's overconfidence. Maybe it's control. Maybe it's the same pattern we saw in the emails. Donna calling the shots, no matter what her attorneys advise. But there's danger there. The state isn't coming in empty-handed. They're right there. They've got her airport arrest warrant with a one-way ticket to Vietnam, a country with no U.S. extradition. They've got recorded calls with Charlie after his conviction that prosecutors say reek of consciousness of guilt. And they've got the narrative that every other conspirator is already convicted, leaving Donna as the last piece of the puzzle. So when she takes the stand, it won't be a grandmother defending herself. It will be the alleged matriarch of a murder plot, trying to explain away the unexplainable. And jurors won't be listening to her answers. They'll be reading her tone, her confidence, her ability to connect. And they don't like what they see. Her testimony could seal her fate. That's why this part of the case may be the riskiest yet, because once Donna speaks, there's no taking it back, and jurors will remember every word. Bob is a defense attorney who's joining us right now, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, how dangerous is this move, and what does it tell you about Donna Adelson's mindset that she's insisting on testifying against everyone's advice?
That's a really, really hard question to answer because of exactly what you just said. The appeal being out there, I mean, it's going to be deny. I don't know how much, Georgia's in that tough position where she's got to put Charlie on as a state's witness. And again, she's stuck direct examining. I think that Judge Everett will give her some leeway mm-hmm. in terms of her questioning and what she can ask. But, you know, she's in that position where she's trying to coax a bad answer out of a witness that she's called, mm-hmm. you know, which is very unusual. You know, typically your witnesses that you're calling in your case in chief are giving you evidence that helps you. And Charlie, she knows, is getting called to the stand, is not going to be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, so she's really got to try to trap him into giving him some, you know, to giving her some bad answers for Charlie and for his mother that really help her case. And it's tricky. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the work that Georgia has to do in order to try to kind of walk through the minefield of getting these convictions on these cases is a sight to behold, really. Because when you think about it, you know, you're bringing both kids up. You've got Charlie and Wendy both testifying. Both are not going to throw mom under the bus. So you're having to try to form questions that you think are going to elicit an answer that there's no way to answer it other than to throw Donna under the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're having him answer a question wherein if he denies it based on everything else the jury has heard, the jury then just realizes he's lying. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So it's like, it's tricky, man.
Tricky. I mean, the jury, obviously there's everything that's going to weigh different ways on a jury as they go into a trial. In this particular scenario and, you know, other scenarios where it's kind of a domino effect, how damaging is that to the defendant this round? Obviously, this one's Donna Adelson. We're four people into this now. The fact that the hitman, McBonna, Charlie, all convicted, all in prison, and now Donna is here being tried. The jury's going to know that it's basically been all these have been taken out saying, yeah, you all have been involved. That's, you know, that's going to, I think, put a little weight, I would think, on that jury and maybe even a little preconceived notion that Donna might have something to hide here.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. It's not optimal.
No.
If you're a defendant that they've tried four other people that they're claiming that, you know, you were in party with in terms of a conspiracy to commit murder, it's like, it's not optimal. Mm-hmm. It like no defense attorney's going to say, yeah, I like no problem. I don't care that they've tried the other four people that were involved or three plus one pled out and got 19 years as the driver. You know, it's like, and it's all coming out. Like it's like every part of that story, like there is no trying Donna without all of the entire story coming out. So that hope that maybe, you know, oh, other bad acts, 404B evidence isn't going to come in. Not the case. It's all coming in and they're going to hear the whole damn story. And it's as simple for Georgia as saying she's that other piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. So like you have this entire puzzle of the conspiracy and here it is. And I've built it up for you. You see that big gaping hole right there? I'm going to stick this piece right in. And that piece is Donna. You know, she's that part. She's the money.
Yeah.
She's where the cash came from. You know,
her name's on the checks.
She's the one who wanted it. Yeah.
So, cat's a kind of a big one to get around. Okay. We were talking earlier, you know, obviously it's usually a last resort that your client, if they're the defendant, is going to go and testify. It's usually decided into the trial. It's not usually a big announcement made prior to the trial actually beginning. It happened before the trial actually began. They started coming out, Donna's going to testify. Yep. What the hell is going on over there?
I mean, when you look at what the evidence they have against Donna and the consciousness of guilt stuff that they have, which is obviously her buying it to, like, after Charlie's convicted, her son, and she buys a one-way ticket with Harvey to Vietnam, which just so happens to be a country where they don't have extradition to the United States.
Just so happens.
And it just so happens. You know, and you've got this situation where you've got all of these recorded phone calls between Charlie and Donna after he's convicted that are very damning. You know, you have those consciousness of guilt pieces of evidence that are coming in. You kind of have to get her up on the stand to testify and explain, well, no, I just, like, Harvey and I love Vietnam. Like, honestly, no one told us that we couldn't leave the country. You know, it's like my child had just been convicted. I was devastated. I needed to go to my happy place and that happy place for, you know, so like, she's got to get up there to try to talk the shit away.
Yeah.
Because frankly, the consciousness of guilt evidence is some of the most powerful evidence they have, because a lot of the other evidence is basically you've got convicted felons that are testifying with Katie and Luis, and you know, they're murderers.
Yeah.
Convicted murderers. And Katie lied on the stand during her own trial. So, you know, they have warts. They're not the perfect witnesses, even though they come off as pretty credible, you know, like they're owning it at this point, but still, you know, it's like, I think that the way that the defense feels is that Donna's got to get up there and explain herself.
Do you think this was a decision made by her defense attorneys, or was this a Donna standing up going, well, I'll just go tell. I mean, I can see it being a Donna choice where it's just a Donna choice. I can handle this. I'm going to do it because that's how she's run her life.
100% yeah. A Donna choice, because any decent defense attorney is going to be saying, you know, yeah. And ultimately, like, just understand this. It's Donna's choice.
Yeah, ultimately it's Donna's choice, but I'm just wondering who came up with the idea early?
And it's Donna.
Okay. Because
like what any good defense attorney is going to say, we'll take it by ear.
Yeah.
We'll play it by ear. We'll see how their case goes, and then we'll decide, which still might be the case.
Sure.
Like, I'm assuming that their attorneys are saying, look, I know we're putting it out there that Donna's going to testify. Maybe that's just straight strategy.
Yeah.
To try to make Georgia a little nervous, like, oh, well, shit, it's not making Georgia nervous. She's like, can't wait for Donna to testify.
Or it could have been giving her more overconfidence as well. Maybe that's part of the strategy there. Make her super confident. Well, Donna's going to testify. You know, not that you're going to do a lesser of a job, but, you know, it may play in your psyche a little bit. Like, well, we got that slam dunk coming too. And if the slam dunk suddenly doesn't happen, it's like, oh, shit, you know?
Right. There's no question. I mean, if you've got that, you know, where the state's relying on it is what they anticipate will be a very powerful piece of evidence for them, which is the defendant's testimony. Yeah, you're right. That could, but Georgia ain't that one, man.
Like, no.
She knows this case forward and backwards. It's been her obsession for the last decade. And like, they're not going to catch her, you know, like off guard. Like, she's going to be prepared.
She didn't
way the defense tries to play it. And she's ready.
She didn't just get the gig last week. Like, oh, better study up on this.
It's not her first rodeo.
No. The fact let me ask you this. Do you think Donna can sway a jury? I mean, we've seen her testify in pretrial motions, talking about earwax and uncomfortable bedding situations in prison. Kind of Koberger-ish a little bit. But do you think she can get up there and play this act? And obviously, that was a very different crowd. It was not in front of the jury. It was for the judge. It was for her own selfish needs and things of that nature. She's already got the cardigan on. She's already playing old lady. Do you think if they wheeled her up there and then helped her get onto the stand with crutches that she could pull off poor old grandma? And I'm just, my God, I can't believe Charlie got into this big mess over here, and I don't know what happened.
I mean, no more than I thought that Murdoch was going to be able to get on the stand and portray loving father who had, you know, his entire family like destroy. But in terms of, you know, narcissistic people, you've got two people that absolutely themselves believe that they're going to be able to get on that stand and convince a jury.
Yes.
That's what this boils down to, because ultimately it goes back to the question you just asked me, like, whose idea was it? It was definitely Donna's. Mm-hmm. Donna is, of course, thinking, I'm going to be able to get there on the stand, and I'm going to be able to convince people that there's no way I would have done this. I'm just this wonderful, loving woman who, you know, has been tossed into this mix, and my son didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with it. And they're going to believe me because I'm just that believable.
What advantages, or let's say Donna gets convicted, what advantage is there for Donna or Charlie or anybody to turn on Wendy or to turn on Harvey? I mean, obviously they're family members. I don't think they're like necessarily out to get them, but if they're going to be spending the rest of their life in a box, you know, are they vindictive enough to say, guess what? You're going to join us too, because you were part of this, if they were.
that would require like resentencing.
Yeah.
You know, so like once they're already sentenced, if she's like, all right, well, I'm going to turn state's evidence. I'm going to put Wendy down for you, but you got to give me something. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it could be worked out.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of deal could be worked out for resentencing because of what she was bringing to the table. You know, but that would be completely up to Georgia's discretion as to whether or not she was willing to do that. So, I mean, there could be aspects of it where they could gain a benefit, you know, and that would ultimately probably be the biggest carrot that the state could offer in terms of getting them to do it. But, you know, it could be that thing where, you know, even if they're not offered anything, you know, and to me, it's always like Charlie, who is such the mama's boy, that if Donna gets convicted and Charlie's just sitting in there steaming, mm-hmm. you know, like you let mom go down.
Yeah.
Like mom's going down on this shit now. Like, fuck you, Wendy. You know, I'm giving it up. He's like, I'm done with the ruse. You know, it's like more than because Donna's 75.
Yeah.
You know, and like she could be that, you know, like just so family driven that she's not going to let Wendy go down too. Mm-hmm. You know, so in my mind, that's why I was saying, I think that the more likely scenario where you'd see Donna turn state's evidence would be if they went after Harvey.
Yeah.
You know, I think that like if, especially if Harvey really had no plan or was not a part of like the overall scheme in any significant way, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, I mean, you could argue Harvey, you know, was making the money. Harvey had kind of built the wealth, you know, Harvey clearly knew about it, you know, after the fact, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like, to me, that squeeze on Harvey would be the more likely scenario wherein you might get Donna to squeal as to Wendy, not as to Harvey though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Harvey's like probably a tougher case than Wendy because mm-hmm. As far as I know, there's not many communications that they have that are smoking gun type communications that involve Harvey. Mm-hmm. And you like, you know, you don't have the bump, you know, you don't have like, you don't have any kind of direct tissue in terms of saying, all right, look, clearly Harvey was involved. So, I mean, how it's going to play out is just like unbelievable. And like, it's this case that, because as soon as she's convicted, if she is, mm-hmm. people are going to be calling for Wendy's head, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, it's going to be one of those situations where people are going to be dying to know if George is going to make the move, mm-hmm. you know, but she's got to weigh the evidence. She needs to look and see, do I have enough? I've got some stuff between Jeff Lacoste, who was, you know, Wendy's ex-boyfriend who said some pretty damning shit. And, you know, you've got Wendy's location at the time of the murders. And then you've got common sense, you know, that where people are like, all right, man. I mean, is it, you know, but like I would be using, if I was defending Wendy, I'd be using the emails of Donna's as evidence for Wendy that like, look, Wendy, depending on what the reply was, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's like, a big question.
Depending on however Wendy replied to those emails, like, mom, fuck off, leave me alone. Or like, I hear you, mom.
And, sounds
you
know, like a great idea. I'll, do whatever you're going to do. I'll be over here.
Yeah. Like those aren't helpful to Wendy. So I mean, it's all fascinating, man. It's such a tangled web, man. It's crazy.
And that's where this trial takes a new level of drama. It takes a new turn into that area because Donna Adelson, by pushing to testify, is doing what defense lawyers dread, handing the prosecution a loaded weapon. Bob made the point clear. Cross-examination isn't about the truth. It's about control. And once Donna is in that witness box, she loses it. The jury won't just be weighing her words. They'll be watching her body language, her attitude, the little flashes of personality and the emails and phone calls already, what they suggest will ring true. If she comes across as arrogant, controlling, or dismissive, the very traits prosecutors say define her, then her testimony becomes Exhibit A in their case. And it's not just about her. If Donna is convicted, the ripple effect It spreads. Charlie may lash out from prison. Wendy may face renewed pressure. Harvey could be pulled into the crosshairs. This trial isn't just about one verdict. It's about what happens when the matriarch's grip finally breaks and the fallout that comes next. For jurors, the image of Donna on the stand will likely become the moment they remember most. Not the lawyer's arguments, not the charts or the checks, but the woman herself trying to talk her way out of a conspiracy that's already claimed everyone else around her. If she fails to connect, if she fails to convince, then the verdict may already be written. So as this trial unfolds, keep your eyes on that witness stand, because Donna Adelson may believe she can sway a jury, but belief doesn't win cases. Perception does. And perception is about to collide with reality in a way that could define not only her fate, but the legacy of this entire case. If you want to see how it plays out, stay with us, because no matter what happens next, this trial is about more than one woman on trial. It's about how a family's darkest choices finally caught up with them. And we'll be carrying the trial for you every single day on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and our podcast platforms as well. Obviously, podcast, you can't run anything live, but we will bring you all of the trial audio as soon as we can bring it to you, as soon as the day is up as well. Again, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. We're bringing it to you every single day. Our big team here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let us know your thoughts in the podcast section on YouTube. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi, and we will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.